going to speak long. I'm just going to ask a couple questions, and then we'll open it up, I'm assuming. I guess the for me, overarching kind of thread that weaves the two papers, and perhaps if Bruno were here, him too, is the question of measurability, and I think value in many senses, right? And I was on some level shocked not to hear the utterance of the name Negri, but that's neither here nor there. But I think the question for Jason's paper is about the incommensurable that's coming before the kind of actualization, to use someone else's terms, of the social. So the communism as prior to, as pre-social, perhaps, right? And I think if one wanted to think of it in a certain way, the communist project is a kind of return, or maybe it's communism as first philosophy, to kind of tack on a Levinasian spin to it. And I think for Alan's paper, the question is also of measure, but the question then becomes, what do you do with those who are not within the measure of capital? That is to say, those who end up becoming surplus, or what Zygmunt Bauman calls wasted lives. That is to say, those who are not fitting into the calculus of global capital. So I think one of the things that I would ask is, well, what about the ethics of capital? That is to say, the ethos of capital. What are the cultural elements here that kind of undergird the kind of dominance and hegemony of the value form? Because I would at least contend that there must be something there. I mean, I guess Daniel Bell once noted this as well, that the kind of cultural products and the ethos of capital also help to do a lot in terms of the dominance of value of the value form. So the question I would have for both of you is, well, what about the kind of other side of measure? That is to say, is measure strictly a kind of economy, lowercase e economy? That is to say, a certain kind of ontological framework that distributes certain things, or does value also have to do with, you know, how we sometimes use the term like values, that is to say, one's quote-unquote family values? And I think at least in the United States, there is a kind of unholy marriage with one type of kind of surplus value and also this notion of, you know, right-wing value. So that's just the broad question I have for both.